Ramayan Ayodhya Kanda, Part 11. As news of Bharata's desire spread, everyone became joyful. And thereafter, the ministers summoned many engineers and laborers. Soon a huge work crew left the city to construct a broad highway into the forest. At first, the workers cut down the trees and dug up the roots, leveling the ground and filling all the holes. Thus, they built bridges across the streams, and after paving the highway with concrete mixed with lime, they lined the road with flowering trees. Dams were then constructed to create artificial lakes. When everything was completed, the entire highway, which extended from Ayodhya to the banks of the Ganga, was sprinkled with sandalwood-scented water. Big tents were pitched at appropriate places to provide resting camps that were surrounded by fences and moats. Thus, the entire pathway, which appeared fit for use by the demigods, was completed within a very short time. And after the construction was thus completed, the citizens felt quite satisfied. From this we can understand that the transforming effects of devotional service to the Lord are truly wonderful. Although previously the people were dejected because of separation from Lord Ram, they immediately felt relief as soon as they began to serve him. And thus, there is no difference between serving the Lord and seeing the Lord. Indeed, serving God is the proper way to approach Him. Rather than trying to see God directly, we should instead serve Him so sincerely that God will want to see us. The very next morning, Bharata ordered Sumantra to bring his chariot, and they departed with his huge army. The entire party led by Bharata consisted of 60,000 chariots driven by charioteers completely devoted to Lord Rama, also 100,000 cavalrymen and 9,000 elephants decorated like lotuses also accompanied the party. Kaushalya, Sumitra, and Kaikeyi also came, riding in separate chariots, hoping to bring Ram back from the forest. And many other citizens also accompanied Bharat, being delighted at the prospect of seeing Ram. The citizens looked like the denizens of the heavenly planets. They wore their very best clothes with garlands of fragrant flowers, and their bodies were smeared with sandalwood paste. The chariots appeared like celestial airplanes, and the elephants moved inexorably forward like clouds driven by the wind on a beautiful sunny day. And when the party arrived at the bank of the Ganga, they stopped to spend the night. Bharata then took the opportunity to offer libations of Ganga water to his departed father, Dasharatha. When Guha saw Bharata leading a large army into the forest, he suspected that Bharata was intending to attack Ram. Guha therefore warned his associates, "We are all followers of Rama, and we must be prepared for any kind of danger. So as a precaution, let 100 soldiers guard each of our 500 boats. Then, if necessary, we can prevent Bharata from crossing the Ganga." Taking many gifts with him, Guha went to meet Bharata, hoping to ascertain his true mentality. When Sumantra saw Guha approaching, he informed Bharata that the Nishada king was indeed a friend of Ram. When Guha arrived, Bharata extended all hospitality inquiring of the route to Bharadwaj's ashram. Guha said, "You can be rest assured, I shall guide you there so that you will not experience even the slightest difficulty. But please tell me frankly, what are your intentions for going to see Ram? Coming with such a large army, it appears you have come to fight with him." "Oh, my dear Guha, your accusation gives me great pain. Please believe me when I say that I have come just to persuade Ram to return to Ayodhya so that he may be installed on the throne." Because nighttime had already fallen, everyone prepared to take rest. Guha then approached Bharat as he lay upon his bed. "When Ram came here with Sita and Lakshman, he lay upon a bed that we made from dried leaves. As Ram and Sita slept, Lakshman and I stayed awake all night talking. Lakshman could not bear to accept any comfort as long as Ram was lying on the bare ground. The next morning, Ram and Lakshman matted their hair with the sticky extract of a banyan tree and crossed the Ganga. Hearing that Ram had matted his hair, Bharata became most aggrieved. He feared that his elder brother would not be willing to return to Ayodhya. Overwhelmed with apprehension, Bharata suddenly fainted. Sitting nearby was Kaushalya, who came to Bharat's aid. And it was only after an hour that Bharata regained consciousness. When he saw his anxious stepmother, Bharata assured Kaushalya that his fainting was not caused by hearing anything unfavorable about Ram. At Bharata's urging, Guha continued to describe everything Ram had done on his way to the forest. Guha then led Bharata, Shatrughna, and the mothers to where Ram and Sita had slept. He showed them the kusha grass that remained crushed by the weight of their bodies. Everyone was very sorry to see this, for they remembered how Ram used to sleep comfortably surrounded by royal opulence. Bharata was especially pained, for he considered himself to be the cause of the suffering of Sita, Ram, and Lakshman. Bharata condemned himself and decided to immediately make his own hair matted and lie down upon the ground, thus taking Ram's place in exile.